name is Natalie, and I am today's AI voice. In today's episode, Reese sings and proves a song about Martha Stewart to cheer Jill up. The guys talk the Oscars, the Grammys, John Wick, and the Fast and the Furious movies. The Pickle and Boot Shop. We hope you hate it.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I may seem a little not with it. I just got
it. Don't start it yet. Wait till you're ready.
Do some exercises.
Stand up, Joe.
Know if I'm good. This is just
do this.
This is just mind boggling.
Have you done this yet though? This?
No.
Yep. Yep. It's all in the hips. Woo. Woo! Woo!
I've never seen a 50-year-old move like this before.
Woo! Woo! Look at that. Okay, come on, Joe. Get into it. It's going to help you feel better.
Yeah.
Joe. Yeah. I'm the only one pointing fingers, swinging my hands around in circles.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Look at you. You got your own t-shirt. You finally became the man in that car.
I've finally become the man I hate.
It looks like you. Do you see that guy?
It kind of looks like Quagmire from Family Guy.
You kind of look like Quagmire from Family Guy.
Yeah. So anyway, ladies and gents, we are starting. This is episode 28. I don't want to say bad news. I just had some confusing news 10 seconds prior to starting this. So my head's kind of swimming with the news I was given. So you'll have to forgive me. It might take me a minute to get going to refocus. I'll try and block it out. I'll check my emotions at the door. I'll check my emotions at the internet.
Uh-huh.
And see where that goes.
Let me help, Joe, if I could lighten the mood a bit. This will help get you on track.
Yeah.
If I just sing this song, it's like, touch me in the penis, Martha Stewart. Touch me in the penis, Snoop Dogg. You got to touch me in the penis right now.
Oh, are your kids home?
No, they're not. Okay. Can you tell?
Good.
You're like, because I'm calling CPS.
Yeah, because if you were singing the Touch Me in the Penis song, Martha Stewart, and your children heard that, that would be something.
Well, this is the thing about parenting, guys, that I think you're missing, is that when you say things like that, you could be embarrassed or you could be like, this is a teachable moment.
Yeah.
Kids, have you seen
Because Martha Stewart needs love too.
Yeah, man.
She did time. She's a hardened criminal. And hardened criminals need love and conjugal visits too.
I am putting that out there for you, Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying. So what's been going on in your life? Did Five Iron have a show this past weekend?
No.
I thought you did.
No.
Not that you played with Mephiscopheles.
That's coming up. That's in August.
Oh, I thought it was this past weekend that you played it.
No, that's coming up. We all are fighting. I think everyone hates me.
Yeah?
Yep.
And then, join the club because the news I got, I think everybody hates me too.
That's just the police. Police also hate me, Joe. Get used to it.
Yeah. Yeah, we have big posters up around the office of you. It just says, hate this guy.
Hate him. They do hate me. They're like, if you see this guy, automatic ticket. Also, like, he's got a radar detector, which is illegal.
They're like, pull the thing off the back of his car. Pull the Biden sticker.
They already did that. I had a Bernie sticker. Now, a lot of people think it was Bernie Sanders, but I thought it was Bernie Kosar. They took it off.
Oh.
I went to visit my friend. He's a cop.
Oh, yeah. Hey, give me 2 minutes because I just got good news.
You hear my voice? It sounds silkier than normal. It sounds gravelier than normal.
All right. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, I can get back and focused. The information that I got 30 seconds, 10 seconds prior to logging on to this thing kind of crippled me for a minute there, and I just found out that it didn't have anything to do with me. I was thinking it was this email was alluding to me, and it was not. So,
thank God.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So, ladies and gents, my brain is now clear. I am focused. I have a smile on my face because that is a weight off of my shoulders. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. A little Kurt Warner. Woo! Daniel Rock, can you put a little Kurt Warner? Thank you, Jesus, in that thing.
Chirp, chirp. We're Wilson Pan.
Whoo. You can see the new man that I am. Reese, can we get back to doing that dancing? What was that dancing you were doing?
Oh, check it out, man.
What was that dance? First of all, let's get some low lights in here.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe,
yeah.
Point out this thing I was doing with the...
I swear, my boobs have gotten so big, I think I can swing them. I think I can helicopter them.
I believe you should. I don't think you should hold back. Ladies and back.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back.
The gentleman.
Oh, my goodness. Job. Okay, so you guys, this one started slow. I apologize. Reese, what
Ladies
did you do
and
this past weekend?
Welcome back to the Pickle and Boot Shop.
What did you do this past week? Because we haven't been able to meet for a week. We've been busy, vacations, all sorts of stuff out of town. What were you up to?
You went to up north.
Yes. I was up north. N-O-R-F-F is I like to call it.
Do you do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fresh. Yeah. Hey. Do you say fresh for 97 or what?
Fresh for 97-ish. Yeah. Now,
again,
I
want to
talk about someone had a birthday.
Was it you?
I think it was you. I think someone had the big golden B day. The golden butthole day.
I did not.
50 I did have a years butthole. Old. Someone no. turned oh, no, no. 50.
We talked
50
about this.
Years 50 years old. I like to kick. I like to stretch. And I like to kick. Because I'm 50. 50. 50 years old.
Kick. Stretch.
Yeah. You can still, yeah.
50.
You can still kick pretty high.
I think I pulled something.
I think you pulled a few. I would have pulled a few things there.
You know, when you tell people you pulled your groin, do you know that's socially acceptable?
Yeah. One time in high school,
you can tell people I pulled my groin.
I went to my football coach.
They're not even like, keep your hands off that thing, man.
Yeah. I went to my football coach once. I said, Coach, I think I pulled my groin. He said, stop pulling it and get back out there.
Let's get back out there. Get your hands off your groin.
That was 90s football coaching.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys, if you have kids.
So you're 50 now.
Am I? Because this is, okay, let's do some math here. My birthday is June 31st. Mm-hmm. Did that happen this year? No. It didn't.
It's funny because the internet says that your birthday is June 30th.
The internet.
Google Reese Roper birthday, and it pops up as though you're Tom Cruise.
Google.
It shows a picture of you singing.
Birthday. Hey, Google. When is Tom Cruise's birthday?
Tom Cruise was born on July 3rd, 1962.
July 3rd. His birthday.
Well, I wasn't saying it was you guys shared a birthday. I'm saying I typed in Google Reese Roper's birthday, and it popped up a big picture of you, and then in big letters said June 30th.
Well, that's obviously
And then in false. Parentheses underneath it says 50 years old.
Patently false.
50.
Joe, I don't know if you just saw me do some maneuvers.
Yeah.
I did some dancing.
Yeah. But I remember you did that a few years ago, too. And then the x-rays showed you broke your back.
I'm not 50, man.
50 is so
like old. Old people have gray hair.
Yeah.
I can kick. Stretch. Kick.
Because I'm 50.
I'm 50
years old. Well, just like they do on the news when they interview old people, what's your secret to longevity?
I smoke crack.
So all those 30 and 40-year-olds listening out there, what can we do to make it to the big 5-0?
It's not hard. And I think anybody can do it.
Eat a few Whoppers a week.
Yeah.
Drink like a fish.
Wednesday is Whopper Wednesday.
Whopper Wednesday. Drink failure puddles like your life depends on it. Fight with your bandmates.
Fight on.
Start multiple Kickstarter projects and then be overwhelmed with the amount of work that you need to do to fulfill them.
Yes. I have done that 3 or 4 times.
What else do we have?
Get divorced.
Yeah, that'll get you to 50. It'll make you feel 50 even when you're 30.
Even when you're 30.
So what's it like, man?
It's the same as it was. Are you inferring that I am actually 50?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I am.
Well,
we're reading between the lines.
Hypothetically, it's the same. As it was yesterday.
Does it feel weird saying to yourself that you're 50?
Yeah, I don't say it. That's why. Because I'm like, that's not right.
Like, I here's the thing. My sister turns 49 in August. Yeah. August 31st. I have an older sister.
Oh, so there is an August 31st is what you're saying, but no June 31st.
Yep.
Bullshit.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
So Sarah turns 49 August 31st.
Yeah.
And we were talking the other day, and my mom, and then I was like teasing my sister. I was like, oh my gosh, in 1 year, you're going to be 50. And then my mom is like, I can't believe I'm going to have a daughter who's 50. So like, it's blowing my mom's mind. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I can't believe I'm going to have a sister that's 50. But then that means that I'm going to be 47. Like, I turned 46 here in May.
Yeah.
Dude, where does the time go? I think Dax Shepard has a really good, and I think we've talked about it on one of the very early podcasts that we did together.
Yeah.
Dax Shepard has a great explanation for why time seems to go by faster the older you get.
Your
because
your metabolism slows.
No, his thinking is like say when you're 6 years old.
Yeah.
1 year is 1/6 of your life.
Right.
But when you're 50 years old, 1 year is quite a smaller slice, right?
Right.
So it's kind of along those lines. Like, because you've lived so long, those little moments go by quicker. It's not as like when you're a kid, when you're in like first or second grade, summer vacation seemed to last forever.
Yeah.
Like those 3 months or whatever that you're off of school lasted forever. Cause that summer was like,
when can I get back to school? Hate
it was
this.
Like an eighth of your life.
I need to get back into school. How am I going to remember all this math? I remember.
Yeah. And now, like a summer, oh my gosh, like summer's almost done. I feel like summer just started. Like I feel like school just got out.
Yeah.
And we're ready to go back to school. It's bananas how fast it goes by the older you get.
I feel like I need to take a nap.
Right. But now, here's Jim. The other thing. When I'm turning 50, you're going to be turning 55.
No, I won't.
Well, I like to think so.
I don't think so. I think
when I'm turning 50, you'll be turning 60.
51.
60. Maybe.
No, because June 31st. Did we talk about this? Can we go back over this?
It's I just think
here. I'm only 6.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Keep
ask my ex-wife.
Keep telling yourself then.
No, ask her. She'll tell you. She'll ask confirm who? This. My ex-wife. She'll be like, yes, he is somewhere between 6 and 10.
Like the curious case in Natalie Grace.
Yeah. Like, she'd be like, I don't know how he looks so young and handsome. He acts like an 8-year-old. It's a mystery. Very handsome, though. He's very.
It's a real mess.
It's like he's got the muscle mass of like a bodybuilder, but he's in the mind sharp as a tack. He's sharp as a tack. But then the face, handsome, very handsome. That's what she says.
Yeah. No, it sounds like something she'd say.
Yeah. A lot of people say that. A lot of people.
Yeah. Let's get this show started. So anyway, I've reached the point, I have a 19-year-old. And we recently, what we do is when her younger sister, who's 16, almost 17, when her younger sister's gone, we watch movies that traditionally the younger one wouldn't be able to watch.
Yeah.
And so my 19-year-old and I, what's that?
Porky's.
No, that's John the movie. Wick.
Whoa.
So I've we
never,
started
you know what? I've never seen any of the John Wick movies.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm
super then this serious. Whole conversation is going to be moot.
That was great. I need to know. I want to know what the thing is. It's like Keanu Reeves and he kills people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Keanu Reeves is like an ex-assassin and like the greatest assassin all time. And he retires and something brings him out of retirement.
That's how this starts?
Yes.
That's the whole start of the John Wick series?
Yes. And so kind of the line in the movie that shows, I guess you could say, like the gravity of it is somebody asks this crime boss who John Wick is. He's like, who is John Wick? And he goes, do you know who the boogeyman is? And the kid goes, oh, John Wick is the boogeyman. And he goes, no, John Wick is who you call when you want to kill the boogeyman. And so that kind of sets the tone for the movie. There's never, I think the kill count in John Wick is higher than in any other movie like ever made.
Is that what the appeal is? Is it, it's just super violent or is it well written? Is it like good?
It is good. It is good. There's John Wick 1 through 4 and what? I will. Yeah, there's
four one. Of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeepers.
Yep. And the plot that runs through it isn't a cash grab. It's a plot. But I do have to say I like the movies in order. So I think John Wick 1 is the best, John Wick 2 is the second best, 3 and 4. But they're good movies.
Okay.
But yeah, so Ella and I recently, we watched the first one, and then last week her sister, so Mia, was in Colorado at a youth convention called Lead the Cause.
Yeah, I've also led the cause in Colorado.
Yeah. Go ahead. And so Mia was there, and so a few of the days that she was there, Ella and I watched John Wick 2, then we watched John Wick 3, and then my brother-in-law purchased John Wick 4, and we got halfway through that. We didn't realize it was so as long as it was.
Yeah.
And so we started watching it. We'd been watching it for like an hour and a half, and we were like, "Oh man, you know, how much time is left?" And we checked it, and there was like an hour 40.
Lord of the Rings?
What's it? Yeah.
When's this guy going to kill some hobbits?
The last one, John Wick 4, is long. So we're about halfway through that one.
Okay.
But man, if you haven't seen it,
it's worth it.
You can't talk. What's that?
Can I also confess something?
Yeah.
I've never seen any of the Fast and the Furious movies.
Neither had I.
Oh, you have?
I had never seen any of them until about a year ago.
Yeah.
I was told to watch Fast and the Furious either 9 or 10 because it was so absurd.
Okay.
And Reese, if you don't ever watch any Fast and Furious, I'll text you which one it is exactly. But you have to watch Fast and Furious 9 or 10. You don't have to watch any other ones. You can pick that movie up and just start watching that one. It is so outlandish. They send a car into space. they soup up a Fiero.
A Fiero?
A Fiero. And then like the two dudes that are driving it, it's like Ja Rule and like somebody else. And they like shoot them into space, and they have these like astronaut suits that you would like that just made out of stuff that was like in the garage.
Oh my gosh.
It is so outlandish. So outlandish. There's like a car crash of this big, like, it's like a tank rig type deal, like an 18 wheeler that's heavily armored that crashes. And the crash, just going from driving to the entire thing stops, is probably a 20-minute process. It's a 20-minute crash. And it goes through like a city. It goes through like desert. It goes down a mountain. It goes through like the Arctic. Like it is so outlandish. I want to say I love it because it is so crazy. There's nothing within me that wants to watch any of the other ones.
Uh-huh.
But they just got to a point where they were like, screw it. Like, let's just, it went from what I gather, it went from like street thugs, you know, driving drugs or something like that, trying to bust drug dealers or something, to now all of a sudden all these people work for like the top secret like government, and they're like,
oh my gosh,
driving cars out of planes and then like not even parachutes. They just drive a car out of a plane and then land it at a perfect angle on a mountain where they can just hit the ground running. I mean, it's amazing.
It seems like I've just seen the ads and I'm like, this is everything I hate on earth.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like, okay, muscle guys, like with huge necks, people who soup up their cars. Like, I think that is so, number one, buying cars is so stupid. Like, it's so stupid. There's no investment in it. You're just throwing money in the trash. All you need it for is to go to a place if you need to make it comfortable. You don't need to make it sound like a lawnmower, which I don't get at all. Like, I don't understand how anyone is just like, look, I'm so important, I'm going to wake up your baby. I fucking hate those people. And they made a movie for these people. And then it keeps going. And I'm just like, this is it. Like, right here, you're watching why every country in the world hates us. And everybody, I hate it.
Have you ever seen Sharknado?
No, but like, again, it's something that somebody is just like, this is so stupid. People will watch it because it's stupid.
That's exactly it.
I don't feel like the people who watch the Fast and Furious movies are in on it. I feel like if you watch Sharknado, people are like, this is stupid, funny. The people that watch and love the Fast and the Furious are like, oh my God, they get me. Vin Diesel understands me. I feel like
he's
that
my
is happening.
Animal.
Like,
yeah.
I don't get it.
It's crazy. You gotta watch it. It is so bad. Like the next time you fly, download it and like watch it on the plane. You will be like, what in the world is this trash? And you can't stop watching.
The Expendables. Have you seen those?
Yes.
I haven't seen any of those either, but I feel like it's tapping into the same like dried up testicle that are coming from.
Yes, the Expendables are like Fast and Furious, but like ex-military. Like you just substitute the subculture of like ex-military with car guys.
Okay.
Like gearheads and military. So like every Expendables movie gets bigger, crazier, more explosions, bigger guns, like all that stuff. And the Fast and the Furious, like they're souping up their cars. They're launching them into space.
Jeez.
And then there's a new Fast and Furious coming out. Somebody said they go to hell. I don't know if that was a joke or not, but like seriously, I don't know if it's a joke or not, or if they go to hell in the next movie. So because the thing is, if you'd have told me that prior to me seeing it, I'd be like, dude, that's a joke. They're just joking because they're probably saying we've pushed the plot lines too far. But now after seeing the last one, knowing that they've pushed the plot so far, I could see them doing the, we're going to hell. Oh, and like, we're going to race in hell. It's crazy. Lord. It is nuts.
What number are they in? 9?
I think they're in 10.
Oh, jeez.
I think they're in 10.
I can't. Okay, maybe. Maybe I'll watch it just because you told me to.
Now,
John Wick is not in that vein.
John Wick is a legit movie.
Okay.
It's a legit action movie, and it's well written. I mean, it didn't win any Oscars or anything like that, but it's a good movie.
I think that movies that get picked for the Oscars, they're thoughtful and it's good, but like I definitely think there's a bias from those people.
Oh, for sure. Like if Endgame isn't winning Best Picture.
Yeah.
Like done.
Or just be nominated for it. I just think like, and I get it. Like it's cartoony, it's comic books, but like I don't know. It's like a niche that of movies that go for the Oscars. And it used to be like just super selective. Like they've gotten called out for just catering to white males and all that stuff. And I'm into the fact that they're kind of opening it up to more people, but it's still a niche. It's not like this is the best picture. It's just people that are critics, like very, like think very highly of themselves and think that they're very educated picking a movie.
Well, it's that in every, in every subculture of life, in music,
I don't think that Grammys are like that. I don't think they're picking the best band.
No, like, I guess what I'm talking about is like the big time critics,
yeah,
will always like they build up artists. So like take Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. They'll build her up for years and years and years. And then now that she's the biggest star ever, like with each album that comes out, it doesn't get like, say, like it's what it should, like the reviews it should get. That same critic will take some guy who's playing in a bar to 10 people and talk about how that guy's music is better than Taylor Swift's. And it's like the entire world listens to Taylor Swift. You know, 90% of the world, you can't tell those people that their opinion doesn't matter, and them spending money on her concerts and her music doesn't matter because this guy who plays to 10 people in a Nashville off the strip bar is better.
Yeah, I would say the opposite. I would say, like, if they're truly picking something based on the art of it, or like the musical sensibility, or like how creative it is, it shouldn't matter how many albums that person has sold, or movies, like how big that movie was. Like, I agree with you. Endgame was spectacular. It was so well made. It should have at least been nominated.
Yeah.
No, you know, I feel like they did that with Lord of the Rings. I feel like they were like, we need to stay away from this because it's the biggest thing, but this is amazing. And they at least put a nod in for Return of the King.
But like,
or it got Best Picture.
It's so, like, for me, like Endgame, I don't understand how you have a movie like that that captures audiences of all ages, whether you grew up reading comic books or not.
Even take that away from it. Like, however Everybody. Popular it is, just look at it. Like, how magnificent that is. Like, what an amazing feat.
But to like, put the together critics 18 that, like, movies vote to make on that. It are like, nope. No, because we got to give it to this. We got to give it to this little Italian, this Italian movie film that was shot on 35mm.
Yeah,
you know, and used all natural light, no lighting on any of the sets, and you know, they hiccuped after every fourth word. Like that's what's getting Picture of the Year.
The Grammys are like that a little bit, where they'll be like they. You're right. They like shy away from Taylor Swift because she's huge, but then they'll pick whatever other doll, whatever amazing thing that they've pumped $1 million into.
Yeah.
Some labels have. They're not trolling the Nashville streets to find the best demo. Those people never are going to be heard in the Grammys. It's like the people who vote for Grammys are people, labels that own those bands, you know, like those people are voting, and like a couple critics. It's right. Mostly the labels.
Right.
It has nothing to do with art, and it has nothing to do with it, whether or not it's progressive or good music or it does something for society or says something. Those people are not being heard. It has to do with how big your label is.
Yeah.
That's the difference. The Oscars, like, shy away from how much money it makes and like how big of a phenomena it is, which I think is just as much of a shame because they're just listening to popular opinion as much as they should. Just like, it should be about whether or not it's an amazing movie.
Am I talking out of both sides of my mouth? Is the music industry doing what we want the movie industry to do?
No.
Or vice versa?
I don't think either one of them is fair. I don't think either one. This is funny because we're a comedy podcast. No, I feel like the Grammys, they pick, it's just based on who pays for votes. Like those labels, they get votes because they're huge. So they pick their own artists. They're not, like, nobody is being like, this is groundbreaking. This is amazing. These guys are pushing sound, or this is cool. This is this whole thing that's very popular. This band deserves this. They're not doing that in the Grammys, but they're also able to like be like, all right, we gave Taylor Swift these many Grammys. Let's do it to this band now, or do it to this artist. They do that. The Oscars, on the other hand, it doesn't have all the money in it, but they're all like in this narrow niche of like, we can't pick this because the populace loves it. Like, yeah, this is too common. So they just stay away from that and they pick stuff that they think makes them look like they're good critics and artists. And I disagree with both of them because like their point should be furthering art. It should be about like, these guys are doing something amazing. Let's honor that. So this sound is like, people need to hear this. People need to see this movie because it's groundbreaking. It's
so take really the cool. money out of it, but put logic into it.
Yeah.
So the money shouldn't matter, but you should be able to say, well, I guess if money does, because what I was going to say, to finish my thought, I was going to say, you should take the money out of it. But if you take the money out of it, like Marvel Endgame,
mm-hmm.
I guess I look at that as like the people's choice. Like, yeah. If so many people went and saw that, I mean, grandparents were lining up to see it, not with their grandkids, to see it on their own.
Or like Avatar. Like the second Avatar, Way of Water. It's not going to get an Oscar.
Good.
Have you seen it?
No, I hated the first one.
It's really good. I mean, there's parts where you're like, I've been watching a cartoon for an hour.
I remember when the first one came out. And everyone hyped it as like, mm-hmm. James Cameron was making the next Star Wars world and all this stuff. And it came out and it was, oh my gosh. And I remember it back then, like some people liked it. I remember most people didn't like it.
Yeah, but like,
and then that was
discounted it. Just because people like
go
it.
By, 20 years go by. And then like that next generation picked it up. Like the generation, like my daughter, my 19-year-old.
They like it.
She didn't grow up with like Star Wars in the sense that we did. She grew up with like the crappy Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
So then to her, like Avatar, like that, she wasn't comparing that to like where Star Wars was when she first saw that. So then like for her, like she's like, oh yeah, Avatar is a good movie.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like. I feel like that next generation.
Hey. I grew up with Star Wars. Avatar is a good movie. I didn't like it. I don't think it's better than Star Wars. It's better than the prequels. It's the new one is better. And I'm not saying it's Oscar worthy. I just think like they should not just discount it because it has made all this money and everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Like just look at it. Just be objective.
So going along like the thought process. So mm-hmm. I don't like Avatar, but if millions and millions and millions of people went and saw it.
Yeah.
And here, okay, let me clarify this because this just came to me as well. I said, take the money out of it. I mean, take the money out of putting it into your artist that you're voting for a nomination. Like the money that goes on behind the scenes to get your artist an award.
Yeah.
That's the money that I mean to take out of it. So if you can look at it and say Avatar made $1 billion
mm-hmm.
and 500 million people went and saw it, then yeah, it should be winning awards over an art film that was released in 20 theaters worldwide and brought in 6 million.
Yeah, but like, how do you know how good that, like, you can't judge it by how many people saw it. These people.
Well, I mean, it has to factor in. It has to factor in, is what I'm saying. And I feel like right now it's not that. I feel like by saying this movie made $1 billion and 500 million people went and saw it, it won't get nominated.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that should not influence them. Neither should that this only opened in 6 theaters.
You're correct. You are correct.
These are people that we are like, hey, this is your area of expertise, cinema. Like, you've seen all this stuff. You went to college for this. Look at this objectively. Instead of looking at it like this is more artistic and it makes you feel like you're more punk rock because you're one of the 6 people that saw this film. or you're totally turning off the Avengers because it made $2 billion.
It's a giant machine,
right?
Yeah,
like just look at it. Like,
yeah, correct. I agree with that line of things.
In terms of filmmaking, like, does it sound good? Are the costumes good? How did they act? How was the direction? How does this all fit together? Is this amazing or not? You know, like, they should do that.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Grammys should also do that. And not, like, not just discount Taylor Swift because she's huge. How is it? Like, how is that music?
Yeah.
How is it made? What does it make you feel? How does it, like, what does it say? Is it important? Is it something that will last? Is it something that your grandkids will talk about? Or is it just like some flash in the pan? This is the coolest thing. And these 10 labels that are still major labels voted on it. I hate that.
Yeah. I mean, off the top of my head, I definitely think music is closer to what I would like to see, like the music side of award shows.
Mm-hmm.
Than movies, than cinema. But yeah, neither one of are like a fine-tuned, you know, when the insiders are winning Dove Awards, there's an issue with how winners are picked.
No, that means that you finally, the Dove Awards got hacked.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did it.
Now you're talking. Yeah. Now you're talking.
You did it.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. We did. I'm a wiener.
You're a wiener. Go get your Dove Award out of the basement.
I don't know where my Dove Award is.
Go find it right now.
Hey, let's move on to the next topic.
Okay, fine.
We've talked next movies. Next
topic. Moving along. We've talked
music. Have you seen this new video game coming out called Starfield?
Seinfeld. No, I haven't. Is there a Seinfeld video game, though? Because that would be so fresh.
Probably.
Like Kenny Rogers Roasters.
You have to get out of Kramer's room in a certain amount of time before your eyeballs fry.
Yeah. I'm into that.
So you're not familiar with this new game coming out called Starfield.
Starfield.
It's supposedly, I thought it would be a video game that you'd be all over. It's set in space. I haven't heard
anything about it.
Okay. It's set in space. They've been working on it since like 2013.
Okay.
And it's an open world thing. And when I say open world, it's like the universe. And right now they have 100 planets that you can go to.
What?
You can build your ship, and they say they're leaving it. Now, mind you, all you people out there, listeners that are video game guys and techies and stuff, I probably don't know what I'm saying, so I'm probably going to use the wrong words. But they said they're leaving the game open for the mod population.
Uh-huh.
So the game, you'll be able to get, like, people at home can like mod the game up. So you can build ships. So like in theory, you're going to be able to build like the Millennium Falcon if you want.
What is the point of the game?
The point of the game is you're like a space explorer.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, okay, again, I'm going to explain it very bad. So it's like Grand Theft Auto,
okay,
but in space. So you kind of, you can go around and go to different planets.
Uh-huh.
And when you get to the different planets, you can take soil samples. You can catalog all the foliage, all the animals, all of that stuff. You can, if you find animals, you can domesticate them. You can, say like you come across a Tyrannosaurus Rex on a planet.
Uh-huh.
You can like figure out how to put a saddle on it and then use that as transportation.
What?
You
can just open.
Yeah, it's just open. You can mine. You can mine for elements. You can come across. It sounds
like the plot of Ready Player One, and they just were like, let's just make this happen.
Yeah, I don't know what Ready Player One is.
You should read it. It's good. I think they made a movie of it.
Yeah, I know the movie. I don't think I've ever seen it, and I haven't read the book.
Read it.
But you got to watch a YouTube video on the trailer for Starfield. Because you can mine, you can build spaceships, like customize spaceships how you want, make your like astronaut look how he wants, all sorts of stuff. I'm like, oh, dude, this says Brave Saint Saturn all this over.
I got one nerdy space friend.
Yeah,
he's into this.
That's exactly what I thought.
Okay, I'll check it out. Does it come out?
Frankly,
on the Xbox?
I think you should try and get Brave Saint Saturn on the soundtrack of the game.
I'll just write them.
Yeah.
Who do I write?
The game.
The game. Just send it to
him. I forget who's doing the game.
Johnny?
I'm trying to think what studio has it. Oh, I think it's Microsoft.
Oh, really?
I think Microsoft is doing the game. Mm. So... But do you have an Xbox?
Yeah, I got two. I got an Xbox One, and then I got Xbox Series S.
Okay, so Starfield will be coming to Xbox Series S with the Game Pass. So if you...
Oh, I have this.
So you have Game Pass?
Goat Simulator. That's how they...
Okay, so if you have Game Pass, you're going to be able to play Starfield for free.
What?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Because I found that out too. When I saw this game was coming out, I was like, I think I may have to buy the new Xbox just to play this game. So I started pricing it. I'm like, okay, this console is going to be like $500. And then the game is going to be, you know, 70. And then I saw that it's coming out for Xbox S, which is what I have. So I'm like, cool. Now I just have to buy the game. And then I saw that it's coming out on Game Pass. So you can just play it.
Just go on. $15 a month.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it might be cheaper just to buy the game, because then that would be 3 months worth of Game Pass. But
right. My kids have soured on Goat Simulator. They stopped.
Yeah. Stopped
with this, so I should probably save my money. And they got me for my birthday this Harry Potter video game.
Yeah.
I've never played it. I just watch them play it.
Yeah.
That's what matters, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. I went through a phase where I was like, I don't understand kids nowadays watching YouTube, watching other people play video games. Like, why aren't you playing it? Until I got old enough to where I could not compete in first-person shooter games.
Oh, wow.
So back in the day, like when Halo came out, I was so good at Halo. And then Battlefield came out and like all of that. And I was so good. Like, I was so good at that game. I was always in the top, like, you know, five guys or two guys. You know, if it was 5-on-5, I was always the top guy or the second guy. And then you start getting older and your Twitch reflexes go down. And then it got to be where I would wait for, you know, the new Call of Duty or the new like Battlefield game to come out. And then I'd play it and I would just get crushed.
You didn't accuse them of hacking? That's what I do. Because I'm like, I could Twitch, stretch, and Twitch.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No.
Did you stretch, Joe?
Some to my thumbs, yeah.
So you should stretch.
Prior to playing video games, I stretch my thumbs.
I stretch, but just like one hand. Get a lot of exercise with it.
Yeah.
Twitch! I could Twitch!
Because I'm 50.
50!
50 years old.
I'm 50.
So, yeah. So that's the game. You got to look into that. I think you'll see the commercial for it, the trailer, and be like, oh my gosh, that looks awesome.
Okay.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, this is...
This is my list. John Wick.
Yep.
I'll try it. Fast and the Furious? Probably not, but I might. Starfield? Yes.
Yes.
Kicking, gonna do it. Probably stretching. And then kicking again. Maybe twitching. That's it. That's my list.
Done. Donezo.
That's the end of our podcast, everybody. Thanks a lot. Now, do we have... We've got four more minutes. Joe, and...
Well, like the first 10 minutes is like cut out.
Oh, well, yeah. Because you're like, I'm online with the IRS. They're, yeah. What? How much?
I'm online with the FBI.
What? I shouldn't have beat that hobo up. Okay.
Guess,
you said being a Spirits fan.
A sports fan. Singer.
Sports. Joe, you
said I have spirit. On here being a sports fan. This happens to me every summer. Mm-hmm. And when all sports are done except baseball, I hate it.
Because the Tigers are not even 500 right now.
Yeah, they have their days where they'll do like amazing and then days where they're just crap. But the older I get, the further I get from baseball. I enjoy like minor league baseball, but I don't like major league baseball.
Go down and check out the Mud Hens.
I know. Mud Hens are a fun thing to go to. We have this
like anything you can do. You can do and you're like, I am celebrating the spirit of Jamie Farr. That's when you know you've arrived on this earth.
Yeah. We have this place here in Michigan. It's in Utica and it's called Jimmy John's Field. And it's a minor league baseball field in the middle of this like little downtown area.
Jimmy John's.
And this guy built it, got Jimmy John's to like do the stadium naming rights. Uh-huh. And it's an independent baseball league that this millionaire guy just started. And there's four teams. There's like the Utica Unicorns, the Farmington Frogs, and like two other teams, the West Bloomfield Beavers. And
it's baseball?
Yeah, it's baseball. And so what happens is it's like
independent.
It's like kids that, you know, played college baseball and will never play in the pros, but they'll go and they'll play in this league. So backing they're like, you know, 22, 23, 24-year-old guys. And you can go.
Hold on. Backing up. When you hear Utica, are you ever like, Utica? No. Medica.
Occasionally.
Did you ever do that? Okay. Go on.
Sometimes. But so this place, a ticket is like $8 to go.
$8. That's how much it is to see the Colorado Rockies, by the way. It's $5.
Oh.
Rock pile.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. It's like $8 to go, and then like beers are like $2. Hot dogs are $1.
Jeez.
So you can like take your whole family, eat, drink, do all that stuff for like $30.
That's not bad. Yeah. Is it good?
See, I don't know good baseball from bad baseball. Like I watch Major League Baseball and I watch high school baseball and I can't tell the difference.
What? Do they do the wave at high school? That's why you go. They're like, what?
High school baseball here is like, there's like two like kind of crummy falling apart bleachers behind the backstop where like six parents, like not even the whole team's parents come.
And then they go like.
And then, but there's
you
still.
Suck.
But there's always one dad like still fired up
Your
that
mom.
Wants to kill the ump.
You suck. Do they do that? Those kind of chants?
Yeah, occasionally.
Okay.
Occasionally.
I mean, that's fun. Those kind of things are fun, Joe.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I like that. If I'm going to watch baseball, I would rather watch that baseball than go down, pay $20 parking, $30 parking, $40 parking to go to the Tiger game, $9 beer, $7 hot dog. That's on top of the ticket. Now, mind you, if you use the Game Time app, so there's a ticket app called Game Time. And if you use it, you can get tickets for $1.
What?
You can get tickets for $1.
You really can?
Yes, honest to God.
Can you sit next to each other?
Yeah.
To the Tigers?
Yeah.
I'm coming up.
Yeah, you can get a ticket for a dollar. You can sit right behind the dugout for $16.
And what if I wear a Lou Whitaker jersey?
You could sit with everyone else who wears Lou Whitaker jerseys.
Do they have any Chet Lemon jerseys?
I had a Chet Lemon jersey when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My Tiger jersey that I have, because I have like the home one, like the white with the old English D on it, and it's Mark Fidrich.
Wow.
I got the Bird Fidrich, baby.
I want to get one that has my grandmother's cousin, Ray Herbert.
Oh.
Pitcher for the Tigers in the 50s.
Really?
60s. So let's say 60s.
What 50s. Number was he?
I don't know.
I'm sure we could find it on the internet.
Ray Herbert is my grandma's cousin.
Okay.
Tigers. That's right, dude. I'm famous.
Yeah, you are. All right. We've stooped to talking about minor league baseball. So, Daniel Rock, see what you can do with the editing of this.
Daniel, don't edit this out, though. This is amazing. This is why people tune in.
Just edit out the beginning. All the privacy stuff that we talked about.
You suck. So that's what don't take that out. That's our cheer.
That's our cheer for the show.
You suck. Do you think people do it?
Yeah, all the time. I'm sure they've been doing it since our first episode.
Pickle and Boot Shop. Pickle and Boot Shop, you suck.
Hope you hate it.
Hate it. What else? What else we got to talk about?
That's it. We're done. Let's call it.
What?
Let's call it.
Call it what?
Done. Over with. Finished. Okay. Curtains. It's curtains.
What are you doing? What are you doing tonight?
Probably going to bed.
What?
What?
Alone? You gonna think about me?
I always do.
You do?
Yeah.
Joe, I miss you.
I have a big old five iron poster on the wall, and
I've
painted over everyone's faces but yours.
Really? I used to have an insider's tattoo, and I got it covered up with a Backstreet Boys tattoo. But I'm
a Backstreet.
A Backstreet Boys tattoo. I'm thinking about going all insiders.
Do it
again.
Yeah. Do it.
I got a picture of Kyle tattooed on my
dude. Back. I'm getting a tattoo removed.
Is it of Kyle?
No.
What is this?
It's this one I'd rather not say. It's on my back. And I'm getting it removed.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite a bit of money to get it removed.
What?
I have to do 8 to 12 sit.
It's a bullseye?
Yes.
It's like deposit, make a deposit here.
It says enter only. And then it has an arrow pointing down to my butt crack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm getting this thing removed.
You really are.
It's 8 to 12 sittings. You have to wait 8 weeks in between sittings. And so it starts and it's about the size of a large bagel on my back.
Like I said, a target.
What's that?
It's a target.
Yeah. And so the lady starts doing it and she goes, let me know if you need to stop. It feels 10 times worse than the actual tattoo.
Really?
It was incredibly painful. And so right at the point where I couldn't take it anymore and I was about to go, okay, stop. I need a minute. It was right at that point, like a split second before I said that she goes, one more letter. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'll just get through it. It was another 5 seconds and done. So the whole thing, it's like less than 2 minutes per sitting. But then you have to wait 8 weeks, do it again, wait 8 weeks, do it again.
How many times?
8 to 12.
Dude.
Yeah.
Is that worth it? Just go get a tattoo over it.
it can't. Because of the shading and all that stuff, I got to get it removed before I can get something else on.
Yeah.
Like, they do two things. They're like, they'll work with a tattoo artist. If you have a tattoo artist and you have something that you want to do a cover up, they'll work with that tattoo artist and like lighten it so then they can do a cover up. Or if you say that you want just a complete removal, then they'll do that. So I don't know what I want there. So I'm just going with the complete removal.
Whoa.
Until I can get something put back there.
Yeah.
I have a few ideas, but my go-to is always when you have an idea for a tattoo, wait 1 year. And if you still want that same tattoo in a year, then get it. Because so many times I'll change my mind within a year and be like, oh my gosh, I'm glad I didn't get that tattoo.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's what I always tell kids,
too. Tell us what the tattoo is.
What's that?
You going to tell us what it is?
I'll tell you off the air.
You're not going to tell the kids here on the Pickle and Boot Shop? That's what, no?
It patronizers? It was my ex-wife, my ex-ex-wife, my first marriage. So I have like my wife's name and then like this design. So I'm getting,
whoa. Yeah. I see. Okay. I see it.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
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 I got one on my back. It's Sinbad, the comedian.
Yeah.
I went through a period where I was like, I got to get this off. But now I'm like, sin is bad. I kind of see it. So I'm going to keep it.
Do it. Do it.
I'm just kidding, guys.
No, he's not. But
sin is not bad. What? No,
know.
It is.
I don't know what you're talking about. People have already turned this off. So we're done. All right, everybody.
I'm still recording.
Have a good one.
Let's keep it going.
We will talk to you later.
Hey, everybody.
Goodbye.
Pickle and Boot Shop. Piece of pizza.